system. It's something we all want, and yet in each one of us is a stubbornness, a resistance to the changes that the getting of wisdom demands. Maybe that's why we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called Wisdom to Transform Your Life. Let's be honest. Sometimes we do the dumbest things. We don't mean to. We just do. And there comes a point where you think to yourself, why am I making this same mistake over and over again? I'm guessing you've been there. For some people, it's constant worry. Sure, you've heard the bit where Jesus said, who by worrying can add a single hour to their lives? Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Maybe you've heard it 100 times before, but you still can't stop worrying. Perhaps you're someone who carries anger and bitterness around in your heart. Sure, you know that the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your anger, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, but that anger keeps bubbling away. Or maybe you're someone who's constantly trying to impress other people. You know it's a pride thing. You know that pride comes before the fall, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, but well, you know. There are so many things that hold us back in life. There are so many things that we hang on to for dear life that are in fact ruining our lives. We all have our Achilles heel. We all have blind spots. We all have circumstances in our lives where doing it my way, as much as that may have been the way we've always done things, just doesn't work. If I asked you in those circumstances, do you want to be wise? I'm sure your answer would be absolutely. But then if I asked you, so are you prepared to make the changes you need to make to get that wisdom, to live out that wisdom? Well, most of us at that point would hesitate, equivocate. Change? Really? Change? Well, I'm not so sure about that. If we're going to talk about wisdom then, we have to start at the beginning. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, maybe that's a verse that you've heard many times before, but let's just get a grip on it for a minute. The fear of the Lord means an awe, a respect, a realization of the terrible outcomes of the judgments of God. My father loved me and I loved him. But let me tell you, when I was a lad, I knew that if I did something wrong, there was going to be a reckoning with my father. And if it was bad enough, I knew that that would involve punishment. See, we just toddle along through life as though anything goes. If it feels good, do it. I wonder, though, if we thought a bit more about the terrible judgment of God, if we questioned our thoughts, our motives, our actions, if we asked ourselves, what would God think about this really? I wonder if that would open our hearts to the wisdom of God. A few years ago, I recorded a radio program about the fear of God. Now, I remember thinking to myself, no one wants to hear about the fear of God these days. But I just felt God nudging me towards that message. So I did it. I wrote it. I recorded it. And a few months later, I received an email from a man in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This is what he wrote. I was at a peace conference in Goma, and in my hotel room, I turned on the radio. I heard a program about the fear of God, and I realized that with no fear of God in hearts of people, there will be no peace, no peace at all. I don't know if this was a revelation from God, but my heart was beating, coming far away. God was speaking to me. I have been on the battlefield for 13 years now, and I don't know how many people have died because of my gun. But what I know is that I decided to lay down my arms in that hotel room. I've never forgotten that email. He gave his life to Christ and ended up fleeing to another country in fear of his life. The bit of this email that keeps ringing out for me is where he says, without the fear of God, there can be no peace, no peace at all. You know what? He's absolutely right. When we just carry on as if anything goes, when we live our lives for ourselves without any respect, without any awe, without any right sense of the fear of God in our hearts, we're going to make a hash of it, a complete mess of our lives and a complete mess of the lives of the people around us. The people we hurt through what we say and what we do. through the expression of anger and disapproval on our face, through our failure to love them the way they need to be loved. And the crazy thing about this fear of God thing is that once we yield our lives to God, once we say, Lord, I'm sick of making the same mistakes over and over again. My way doesn't work. I want your way. I want your wisdom. I want your help. Once we do that, all the fear, in fact, goes away. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. Yes, there is a terrible judgment that awaits those who rebel against God, a terrible judgment. But when we come to a turning point, as this man Safari Morinzi did when he came to a turning point in that hotel room, the fear goes away. When we choose to live in God's love, that perfect love casts out all fear. God wants to impart to you his wisdom, the wisdom of the ages. My dad had a lot of wisdom. He wasn't perfect, of course, but he took the time and made the effort to impart much of that wisdom into my life. And to a great extent, that wisdom has made me the man I am today. Imagine, though, God who is perfect, God who knows all things for all times, God who loves you beyond measure, wanting to impart his wisdom into your life. Surely we have to stand back from that, you and I, and think to ourselves, wow, that's amazing. And it is totally amazing. Just think for a moment of the things that you have going on in your life right at this moment that are causing you grief. The things that are complicated, that you just can't sort out and fix. Imagine now that God is prepared to speak his word of wisdom into that one situation that's driving you to despair. Would you want to hear that wisdom? Would you want to receive that wisdom? Probably out of frustration, out of a desire just to get that thing sorted, the answer is a big, fat yes. But then let's say you open the Bible and you read this verse, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. And you realize that actually it's your pride and your arrogance, the way that you've been talking to other people, that's the biggest factor in this dilemma in which you now find yourself. Now, let me ask you again. Do you want to receive that wisdom? It's not easy, is it? There's this thing inside each one of us that wants to blame everyone and everything else for our problems, except ourselves. And yet so often, the getting of wisdom involves owning up. It involves being honest with ourselves. It involves making the changes that we need to make in order to bring peace. And that's where the fear of the Lord comes in. It's in this heart attitude that says, you know, God's right. The alternative here is continuing in this mess. The alternative here is facing God's judgment for this one day. Receiving the wisdom of God into our lives isn't always easy. In fact, a lot of the time, it's incredibly tough. It's something that we don't want to do because we want to wallow in our immaturity, in our pride, in our, let me call it for what it is, sin. But your Father in heaven has, sitting ready and waiting for you, the wisdom of the ages, a wisdom that will utterly transform your life, a wisdom that day by day will set you free to be all he made you to be. God's left you and me on this earth not just so we can please ourselves, but so that we can impact the people around us powerfully with his love. Amen? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet. It's called You Can Make a Powerful Difference. Because God's word is alive and active. Amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you make a powerful difference through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.